Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurek, and so glad that you guys tune in to Do Not Keep Silent. I want to encourage you to go check out worldviewwarriors.org. It's a ministry I do on the side a little bit. Actually, it's a big full-time thing that I do, but I want to encourage you to go find the blog page there. You can use those blogs. You can use them for, small groups. You can use them for your, Sunday school class. Hey, you know what else? You can just read it and maybe put some comments down there of tell us what you think. Some of them focus in on creation evolution. Others focus in on families. Others focus in on just what students are dealing with. Go check it out. Worldviewwarriors.org. Find it. And you can also find us on Facebook, Worldview Warriors.
Do not keep silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey, this is Do Not Keep Silent, where I just having fun. I'm sitting down with two very special people. Ryan Edberg from Silverline.
What?
He's a lead singer. And Lex, where are you from? What band are you in?
She's in Bright Light Parade.
Or short for BLP. Okay. Bright Light Parade. And she's a lead singer and she plays guitar.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, at least she likes.
It's not a sandwich.
BLP is not a sandwich.
It's a band.
Oh, okay. Hey, actually, Lex, you got to play in the main stage at Lifelight. Ooh, what was that like?
It was amazing. Dream come true.
Dream come true. Wow.
I make dreams happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the man. You're the man. So, hey, tell us about that. You wrote, I don't want to say it was a completely new song, but you've refurbished a song.
Yes, we have.
And what was that like? Refurbishing it out.
Oh, it was definitely different. But a lot of fun because we made it a lot better than it was before.
Well, since we're talking about this song, what is the name of the song?
Smile.
Yeah. And why did you decide to change the lyrics?
I just wanted to take it a different direction than it was already going.
Okay. Why though?
It didn't completely make a whole lot of meaning before. It didn't mean...
I'm so glad to hear this. People need to hear this.
People do need to hear this.
But now it has meaning.
It has total meaning.
What does it mean?
It's just a song basically written for my future husband. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a little intense. So everyone listening, yeah, that's about my future husband.
So future husband, if you're listening, smiles for you. Ryan.
Question?
I know. Hey, Ryan, since we're sitting here, things are going well with Silverline, it sounds like. What's going on with the single?
Single's doing well, it's moving up the charts. We're still trying to push it harder. We need number one.
Do you know where it's at?
I think it's at number 9 right now.
Okay, and with Voices in the Night, I already talked to Steve, and so our listeners know what that song's all about. But is there any song you'd like to talk about? Actually, you know what? I want to talk about Turn It Up. Is that the second song?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to tell you this. That keyboard part and all the just heavy guitars, oh my goodness, is that awesome. I love it. I do. So tell me what that song is about.
Turn It Up, it's just about taking things a step further, wherever you're at, taking it up a notch, and going after God for whatever it's at. It's talking about taking over, just being who you're called to be, moving forward and everything.
Okay. Well, You also spoke about a song today that you said, hey, I normally don't talk about this song, but I'm going to today. So, well, I know, but you also, you said more about that song, though. You kind of went into it. You, like, preached. So give us the preaching side.
Well, in the chorus or the bridge, it actually says there's a little part that we preach that says that victory is worth the sacrifice. And I was just talking about, I'd never talked about that song and I never really said too much because you usually talk before a slow song. But, our songs, we try to keep a message in the heavy songs and the slow songs. It's not just all about fun, but we need a message in even the heavy rockers. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the heavy one and about, you know, that victory is really worth the sacrifice. And I believe that if you're a Christian, you know, no matter where you're at in life or what you may be struggling for, there's victory coming your way. So hold on, because it's worth it.
So this victory you're talking about, what is that victory that somebody might be going, what is he talking about?
Well, obviously, well, not obviously, but victory is, I think, heaven. Obviously, Jesus Christ died for us. And so when you're a Christian, no matter what you go through, at the end of the book, if you read ahead, we win. So eternity in heaven is worth anything that we suffer through here. But people often give up and take the easy way out on stuff instead of push through and head towards a victory, I mean, and give God their all. They'd like to take the easy way out and the non-confrontational way. And so I'm just saying that, you know, there's victory coming, so it's worth the sacrifice. It's worth whatever you have to go through.
So if somebody has to, you know, not get something, if you will, like whether it's material, if they have to say, you know what, I have to keep my integrity instead of making money. Is that a good analogy or no?
No, that's horrible, Jason. I'm just kidding.
I love you. I'm just curious because there are people that are, or how about this? I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. Hold on. I'm going to wait.
I was going to say it. I know where you're going.
What?
Let's say sex.
Yes. How did you know I was going to go there?
Because
it's me. Okay. No. Just so you know, I wish you had a video camera to watch this. This is so great.
No, everything, like the pleasures of life that you know are going to lead you down destruction, whether it's drinking, drugs, whatever. Sin is fun for a season. The Bible says that. So, you know, you may be having fun, but it's full of emptiness and it's full of nothingness, and you know, you sleep around, you give yourself to everybody, and it doesn't leave you with anything except for maybe a few diseases and heartache. So that's what I'm talking about.
So if you wait,
yeah, victory is coming your way. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth holding out for the right one.
Absolutely. Lex,
amen. I'm waiting for my future husband.
Smile. I really wish I had a video camera. Hey, also, we're going to be going on tour. You?
Yeah.
You guys.
I'm so excited.
I'm glad you guys are. No, I'm kidding. What are you hoping comes out of that tour? And it's going to be, are the dates?
Future husband? Yeah. No. Are you out there? No. The dates are the 1st through the 16th, I believe. I don't know. I'm not booking
it. Of what?
It is October.
Yes, it is. Okay. I'm making sure she really knows what's going on. So what are you hoping happens with that tour?
I am just praying that so many lives will be changed, that it'll just be amazing through
Praise
our
God.
Music and through your speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging out on the van just because there's going to be 3 guys in there and 3 ladies.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. What do you think?
It's going to be interesting. We might even have a couple more guys, so it might be.
Alrighty then.
You know.
Oh, yeah, sound guy, too,
maybe.
Or something.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
I'm going to be strapped to the top of the van. This is not very good.
We might put one in the trailer, you know.
Not me. You want to know why I don't want to go in the trailer?
Why, Jason?
Because there was a time that I was driving through Indiana with Silverline, and the bass player they had at the time pretty much almost killed us. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember the trailer going back and forth and back and forth? And I think it went back and forth one more time. And then Ryan at the end of it goes, Isaac, that was really bad. Do you remember that?
No.
It was so funny. And the best part was, you want to hear this part?
Yeah, I
do. Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, I want to make sure that we have a jack that can put our trailer up. Because if we do, then we can actually change the tire. You know why that's important?
Why?
Because when you have 2 tires that pop on one side, then you can really go. And you don't have to wait for AAA. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Hey, are you guys playing again this week at all, or are you done?
We're playing at Rock the Light in Kansas tomorrow. which you guys may not hear this today, so it's so this is already passed. But yes.
But that's okay. So, hey, what's on the forefront for Silverline?
We're actually doing a lot of cool things that are kind of secret right now, but we're going on a big tour this
That's
fall.
Not secret, though, is it?
No, that's not secret.
Okay, what is this big tour?
We're going to be out with Red, Disciple, Brian Head Welch, and The Wedding is going to switch off with Disciple for half of the tour.
Cool, that's awesome. And that, do you know when the tour is yet, or they haven't figured that out yet?
It'll be end of October through December.
And do they know kind of where that's routed yet or not?
Yeah, it'll go start in Phoenix and probably route up California, Oregon, Washington, Salt Lake City. We're taking couple days off for Thanksgiving. Then we're going to head back to Nebraska, Minnesota, and I don't know where we go from there.
Okay, so if you're in those areas, make sure to be watching out for Silverline, Brian Head Welch, Disciple, and or Wedding, and last but not least, who did I forget?
Red.
Okay, great. So, hey, and as far as our tour, too, we're leaving on the 1st of October.
Yes.
And we still haven't had a name. I don't know if we're going to have a name or not.
No. So if you have any ideas, shoot them our way.
Actually, you know what? I think we should call it the No Name Tour. What do you think of that?
Possible.
That is possible. I think that's kind of funny.
He had some really cheesy ones earlier.
Shut up. I tell ya. Hey, I want to ask you, too, what's on the forefront for you guys?
Well, we just finished.
This is Bright Light Parade and Lex.
Can you tell?
Or BLP,
girl.
Sorry.
I'm a girl.
Really?
Well, we just recently recorded Smile, the song I was talking about. And hopefully in the next few months, it'll be on the radio. We're going to really be promoting it. And we'll be promoting the tour. And then hopefully a new CD next spring or summer.
Cool. And Lex, how old are you? No offense, but I want people to know how old you are.
I'm 19.
And the reason I want them to know that is because, you see, she's actually doing what she's called to do, and she's not afraid to stand up for Jesus, even at her young age. And so I really encourage you to keep doing that.
Yes.
Yes, okay, good. And then, since you are 19, I want to ask you, and I want you to kind of think about this, so I'm going to go to Ryan first, okay? And I'm going to ask both of you the same question. If you wanted to tell our listeners just one thing that's really important or God is speaking into your life right now, what would that be? So, Lex, I'm going to come back to you so you can think about it. And, Ryan, what about you?
Don't I get time to think about
it? No, because you're older and wiser.
Yeah, you're old.
What I would say to people is, what in the world are you doing with your life? Because you're either going to stand before God one day. He's either going to say, well done, good and faithful, and or depart from me, I didn't know you. So that's a pretty serious thought. And you have to ask yourself, am I somebody that God is going to be proud of with what I've done with my life? Not that it's about works at all, because it is not by works that you're saved. But after you do get saved, which is a free gift, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to keep it to yourself, or are you going to share it with everyone?
All right. Lex, what about you?
Oh, no. I would just, what I have to say, because everyone wants to know what I have to say, right?
What?
Nothing. It's just staying true to yourself and following God's calling for your life. I mean, our youngest band member is 16, and God has called him to this right now. And, you know, we really did not think that we... Oh, my gosh. You guys need to stop. Grow up.
We're not doing anything.
They're lying. They're being boys. You know, just following God's will for your life. That's basically what it comes down to.
So when you say true to yourself, what does that really mean?
Don't be fake. Be who you are and who God has intended you to be.
All right. Hey, I've been hanging out with Ryan from Silverline.
What?
And Lex from Bright Light Parade.
Hey.
And I just appreciate you guys doing this. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.